This episode is brought to you by the Arts Consortium, connecting art, culture, and community in Tulare County since 1999. Stop by the Arts Consortium to see and learn about the best local art in Tulare County. 300 East Oak Avenue, Visalia, California, 93291. You can give them a ring at 559-802-3266.
Hi, my name is Mary Jo Estes. I'm with the Arts Consortium on the board. And today I found on the City of Visalia's website an opportunity for us to do, to share. And it's called a community outreach survey. I really would like anybody who's hearing this to go to the City of Visalia's website and take this survey. It talks about the homeless, it talks about housing, it talks about rent, it talks about a lot of issues that are happening in our city. It talks about just read it. It might take you like 15, 20 minutes to go through the survey, but it's worth it because they want to hear your voice. And also within that, they have the basic questions, but there's opportunities to add things. And I would like for people to promote that we need an art district in Visalia. The city is behind art, and they do support the Arts Consortium, which is the umbrella for a lot of artists in the community. Probably not well known yet, but we've been here for 10 years and plus, and we're still growing. So having an art district, which would be for visitors, for people coming into the city to know who, what, and where to find art, it would be just amazing. So please go to the City of Visalia, do the survey, give a voice to some concerns, and again, go to City of Visalia Community Outreach. Do that search. It'll take you to the survey. You might have to do one more step before you get to it, but I think if you go to the front page, it's going to be there. And again, I can't encourage you enough to do this, get a voice, and let's get the city really activated and seeing what the arts community is all about.
Hello, my name is Rita Verde, and I'm currently serving on the Arts Consortium board as the president.
Hi, I'm Christina Thorin, and I am a member of the board of the Arts Consortium.
Hi, I'm Michael Krebs, and I'm the treasurer on the board of the Arts Consortium, and we're here.
We are at the Arts Consortium, which is located at 300 East Oak Avenue. The phone number for the Arts Consortium is 559-802-3266.
Yeah, this is Michael Krebs again, and we've been over here at the Arts Consortium. We're talking about kind of the history of it. We're looking at about 15 years now with the Arts Consortium being in Visalia, and it's been a great place for a lot of artists and a lot of people to network in there. The whole thing has evolved from a group of about six people, and they were kind of meeting around a kitchen table, and now we're an organization with staff, and we have events, and we have all kinds of things going on with the arts. We hope you guys can get a chance to come down and see us. Thank you.
So this is Rita Verde again, and one of the big positives to belonging to the Arts Consortium is the networking aspect of it. Various artists of all different fields come together. And one of the things that I have really appreciated is seeing them, the different artists, come together and forming partnerships, doing different types of art that can incorporate maybe a sculptor with a painter, story writer with like loudmouth poetry, for example. And so that's a very positive aspect of being a part of the Arts Consortium. You don't necessarily have to be an artist to come to the Arts Consortium or to belong as a member. Many times you find artists that you can commission to do different projects that you may be wanting to have, a painting, a sculpture, that type of thing. We also have various projects that you can volunteer to work in, like the Taste of Arts and First Friday. And there are many ways that you can contribute your time to the community of the Arts Consortium. You do not need to be an artist necessarily. Becoming a member is not that expensive. It's $25 per year. And that membership, what that buys for you is not only the networking, but getting your art out into the community. There are many different restaurants and different spaces here in town that would love to present the different types of art that artists here in the, with the Arts Consortium being members. Also, one of the things that it also helps to do is to just form a partnership with the business community is what it does for you. Every month we feature an artist. We have food that entices people to come, but mainly it's presenting a very unique artist every month. And so becoming a member here would also offer you that opportunity.
A lot of people say that there's nothing much to do here in Visalia, and there is so much to do, and a lot of it centers around the arts. We have a lot of sports and activities and a lot of families that are real active in those things. Nurturing your child's creativity is really important too, and this is a way that you can bring these. These are family-friendly events. Taste the Arts, which is a huge festival in the fall, is totally family-friendly. First Friday nights, going on the art tours, coming to the lumber yard and just taking a little tour of all the murals that have been put up there. Downtown Visalia is the heart of Visalia. It's where community is. If you're a young person who has been to the mall a lot, you haven't seen Visalia. You don't even know yet sometimes what your community has to offer you. So once you're old enough to be out on your own, you need to hit the streets and head downtown, because that's where things are really happening. There's theaters, there's little cafes. You see people coming and going that you see again and again when you come. You can spend time, bring a group of friends, do the art tour, the art walk on Friday. You don't have to go everywhere on it, but it's a good idea. But you get to know a whole different side of this community that makes you feel like, gosh, this is a really pretty neat place to call my hometown. And so we hope that we'll see more younger people. I have really liked that myself out of this whole venture for me with the Arts Consortium, is just the diversity of ages and the young people that come in with their art. Sometimes it's what they started in high school and the little bug bit them to be an artist or do something with art. And they come and they have a little tiny show maybe, and then it grows. And to see the improvement in them, it's just incredible, and to see what they're able to do in the community through art. In terms of social causes, a lot of outreach that isn't just about the art, it's about community, it's about helping people, it's about changing things. So there's a lot of that going on too, a lot of different groups and agencies that are involved with the art, but use it as a way to do outreach for other purposes. And if that's where your heart is trying to get connected to people and improve your world, then this is a good place to start. Yeah, we'd really like to see you come and drop in and see what's going on down here as well as at the other venues in town. But to start at the Arts Consortium, second Monday is our meeting at 5:30. That's a good place to start. It's only an hour, and then just a little chit-chat and a lot of food. We are easy to locate because we are kind of catty-corner from the bus terminal, and you can spot the murals that are around the lumber yard. And we are on the corner of Oak Street, which is the railroad track street, and Garden, which is the street that comes up from Main down where the Garden Plaza and the water feature is. So you come up from that up just walk up a couple of blocks and you'll see a catty corner old side. And if it's daytime, we are here from 10 to 3, Tuesday through Friday. You won't probably, you might see Michael here then, but you will, what you will meet is the My Voice Media Center people, and they are very friendly. They are in partnership with us, and they have run a separate kind of art program. Some of you might find it interesting to see what goes on there. You can pick up our Watermark magazine, and you can pick up brochures on different things going on at other art venues around the community. And just feel free to ask questions and find out what's happening the next weekend or the upcoming month. And someone here will be more than happy to let you know. So we hope we see you soon.
One of the exciting things now that we have here at the Arts Consortium is a farmers market on Thursdays from 8 to 11:30. So you can come shop for groceries, vegetables, whatever the farmer's market has for you. And then from there, you can come into the Arts Consortium itself and check us out. Also exciting about the farmer's market is that there are two other times and locations for the farmer's market. Tuesdays at the Kauai Delta Mental Health parking lot on Acres. There is a farmer's market from 8 to 11:30, as well as the Saturday farmer's market at the Sears parking lot from 8 to 11:30. So now you have three different opportunities to attend a farmer's market. But here, right here at the Arts Consortium, right next door, you will have a farmer's market and also the opportunity to visit the Arts Center hubbub of Visalia.
It's been a long time I've been working with the Arts Consortium. I think I started about 10 years ago, maybe 12. And for me, being part of the arts is critical to that creative community that you want to develop in Visalia. If you want to be part of that, come on down to the Arts Consortium. We'll kind of bring you into the family and you can be part of that community. And I hope you do. Thanks.
This is Emmanuel from Emmanuel's Automotive. Thank you for listening to Visalia's podcast. And remember, for all your automotive needs, visit us at Emmanuel's Automotive. You can reach us at 559-409-2133. Thank you.
Hi, this is Donna Orozco from the Brandon Mitchell Gallery on Locust Street, just one block off of Main. We are part of the Arts Walk every first Friday, but we also have a summer concert series. This Saturday, June 15th at 7:30, we have Kimberly Haynes. She's a wonderful singer from LA, even though she has roots in Lindsay. She'll be playing with her co-musician who plays all kinds of interesting music. And Doug Hurd, who's well known around town for his music, is opening the act, so he'll be there too. We also have a taco truck out back, so you can come early and have food out in the back. We set up the gallery like a cabaret, so it's really fun. It's a wonderful music, wonderful evening, just $20. You can either go to our website, Brandon Mitchell Gallery, or you can go to Eventbrite or call 559-625-2441. Hope to see you.